Yes, this is Julio Martinez. I am the programmer and the host of Arts in Review. And as I said, I was really delighted to see that two of our more prominent theaters are going back to live audiences. One of them in particular intrigued me, the Odyssey Theater. Ron Saucy and I went to college together at the University of Michigan. We've known each other forever. We were actually in the same musical together. So I was delighted that he's incorporated music into the ongoing onslaught of legitimate great theater. And my guest today is the new music director, Mr. John Snow. Are you there, sir?
Hello, how are you?
I am fine. I would. When did you come on board as music director of the Odyssey?
So, yeah, we're producing a new music show series where I am the music director because they've, as you said, very eloquently, I'm an actor as well, so all these arts are connected, you know, acting, theater, whether doing a Shakespeare play, there's music and rhythm to that piece. And a musical, of course, incorporates acting and music. So the Odyssey is trying to incorporate more music into their programming. So this is more of a strictly musical show where I feature some of the best artists, R&B, jazz, folk singers around Los Angeles and New York, and I feature them in their original music and arrangements I write for them. And it's a 90-60-minute show that features some of the greatest musicians in the area.
And you are part of the house band as well, are you not?
Yeah, I lead the house band of piano, bass, drums, and a trumpet player, sometimes guitar as well, and background singers. But yeah, I'm the music director for them, so I rehearse the band, bring in the singers, make sure the arrangements are working, and make sure everyone's having a good time and sounding good.
Well, your next event launches September 11th. I'm taking it at 8 p.m.
That's correct, yes.
And you're going to be featuring singer-percussionist Liliana de los Reyes.
Incredible, yes. She's actually the percussionist and background singer for the great George Benson.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she's amazing, and she's toured all over the world. And she actually did the show at the Odyssey with me a few weeks ago. She was one of the featured artists, and she's a personal favorite of the fans, so we're bringing her back.
That is wonderful. Now, you, as an actor, will you also be acting at the Odyssey?
I've done musicals there, and hopefully in the future I'll do more acting. This show, though, is mainly music. I host it, so I'm like on the MC on the mic, and I'll make jokes and stuff, and it's a fun experience. But this show is mainly music.
Now, is this series going to be ongoing?
So yes, it has been ongoing. This will be our sixth show. Oh. We did like 5 weeks in a row last month, and then we took a few weeks off. And now we're back for two because it was a hit. It was getting all these good reviews. So it's back for two encore performances, September 11th and September 24th. And then we'll see where it goes from there.
The 11th and the 24th. I was very interested in John Simon's Coast to Coast. What is that?
Oh, John, sorry, if you don't mind me.
John Snow. John Snow.
Yeah. That's my name, yeah.
I misread. John Snow's Coast to Coast. Yes.
Yes, yeah, no, thank you. So this is a kind of an off branch of that. So I just moved back. I was living in New York for 6 years. I was doing theater as an actor and playing music. I would perform a lot at Jazz Lincoln Center and the Kennedy Center on the East Coast. And I would toured all over Europe. And I've met so many musicians and performers in all these different places. And so I was trying to bridge the gap between the art scene in L.A., which I spend a lot of time in, obviously I live here now and used to live here, and the New York scene, which I lived in 6 years, and trying to bring those artists together, to have them meld together.
And is this a podcast?
No, it's a show.
Oh, it's a show. Oh, okay.
So it's what we do at the Odyssey.
I get you. Okay.
That perform at the Odyssey are New York musicians, so I introduce them to L.A. musicians and see how they collaborate with each other.
Now, when you did Jersey Boys, was that in New York?
That was at the Ogunquit Playhouse in Maine, which is a very famous regional theater in Maine.
And so you were acting in
actors. Yes,
acting, singing, playing guitar on, playing bass on stage, all at the same time.
Oh yes, it was a fun, wild experience, but it was great.
I'm really interested. Where are you from?
I'm from Los Angeles, California. So I'm from here. And I went to college at the University of Southern California, and then right after college, I moved to New York, was living there for 6 years, honing my crafts and everything, and now I'm back in L.A. and doing some more film and TV work as an actor, and then obviously playing a lot of music.
Now, when I originally came, I was from L.A. too. I originally came down from San Francisco, where I established myself as a musician, and came down to L.A. to work. And there were a lot of clubs to work in back in the late 60s. I'm dating myself. Yeah. But are you finding clubs to work in?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to say it's a dying breed, but especially with the virus and everything, some great clubs have closed recently. So hopefully, that's why I'm loving what the Odyssey's doing, you know. It's giving us professional musicians a chance to perform again, you know, when all these clubs have, as you said, been closing, and the scene is vibrant, but we need more clubs and places to perform.
Have you been on the road?
Oh, yeah, I've toured all over Italy, Europe. I've been toured all over the country. I've been around, but these days I'm trying to stick more in L.A. and then go to New York when I can, just to solidify myself here. And as you might know, the road can be tiring.
Yeah, we did the Playboy Club circuit 2 seasons, and that was a bit of a rush, except every Playboy you go to, they all look the same. So it's like you're always going home.
Right. I played at the Hollywood Bowl, the Playboy Jazz Festival, years ago.
Oh, who was host?
I was playing with, it was back when I was in high school. It was like an all-star L.A. big band.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where did you go to high school? I'm just curious.
I went to Hamilton High School Academy, the Arts Academy at Hamilton High School.
Oh, yes.
Near the Odyssey on the west side, yeah.
My children went to the other one, the L.A. County High School for the Arts.
Yeah, LOXA. That's a great school as well.
Yeah, I did the Hollywood Bowl with Sarah Vaughan. That was
That was
a night. That was lovely. My younger brother won the Battle of the Bands at the Hollywood Bowl, when they used to bring in high school bands, and the top three would go to the Hollywood Bowl, and they had categories in big band, small band, combo, singing group, and solo singer. So
amazing.
Yeah. All that ended. Peg Yorkin was the head of that, but they ran out of funding. It was a great series.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Now, after these next two shows at the Odyssey, are you going to continue at another date?
Well, hopefully. I have a show similar to the Odyssey shows. I do it at a club in New York called the Mercury Lounge, which is down in the Lower East Side. It's next to famous Cat's Deli in the Bowery. And so I'm doing that early October. It's a big show, and it's similar, featuring artists from New York and LA. And then I'm about to play Rosencrantz in a feature film version of Hamlet.
Oh, wow. That's good. Yes.
Yeah.
So can you let the audience, my radio audience, know how they can get tickets to?
Yes, please. We would love it. It's such a fun experience, and the Odyssey is so great. They host this amazing reception afterwards for the audience and the artists, for them to mingle. It's like a wine and beer reception afterwards outside, and it's so many, like, so many directors have come, and then obviously musicians, music directors, playwrights, actors, and it's just like an artist hangout, and it's so fun. And even if you're not an artist, and if you're just a fan, people just talk and mingle, and it's such a great experience after the show as well. So you can get your tickets at odysseytheater.com. You can go, easy link for Music at the Odyssey, and pick the date you want to come. This coming date, September 11th, we're also featuring India Carney, who's an incredible singer and songwriter. She was top 10 on The Voice. She used to tour with Katy Perry. She's performed with me. I perform a lot with this artist, Patrice Rushen, and India is our singer, and she's a knockout. She's amazing.
And for those unfamiliar, I know the Odyssey is in West L.A. Could you give the address?
Yes. I know it's on Sepulveda.
Yes.
And it's on Sepulveda, in between Pico and Olympic.
Yes, Pico and Sepulveda, just a half a block north.
Yes, yes. The do you want the exact address?
No, that's okay.
I have the exact address if you need it, but it's on their website, odysseytheater.com, and that's where you can get tickets.
Sure.
Please get them before they sell. It gets close to selling out, so get them before they're gone.
Yes, I want to come down. I really want to see live theater at the Odyssey. It'll be a great experience.
Oh, yeah. It's such a beautiful, historic venue. You can feel the history in the boards there, on the floorboards. It's amazing.
Well, Mr. John Snow, I want to thank you for spending your time. And I'm really delighted you brought music back to the Odyssey. I don't know if Ron Saucy ever told you, but he had great ambitions of being a singer.
Oh, no, that's amazing. I bet he's good.
But thank you again. And and well, thank you to KPFK. And I will see you soon.
Oh, yes, please. And we'll hope to see you at the Odyssey.
Yes. Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Now,